Bushun and tin away McCanny dug. Beish go benicia que indigo, mang and do dame. Ga os a squadjime cog and dunjaba. Ga me squa wako cog in da. Elaine Fleming nindition a cause. So Bushu, Bushu, welcome to History of Leech Lake. I said, hello, my relatives. My Ojibwe spirit name is One Thunderbird Woman. That's the name that the universe knows me by. I am with the Loon Clan, and I am from the Leech Lake Nation, and I live in Gamasqua Wako Cog, the place where red cedars are plentiful, yet they are no more because of the logging industry. You know, they have their own legends, the people who were part of the logging industry, and so many of you will know about Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox. We have our legends too about people like Nana Bushu. So in the December 1987 issue of Debajaman, they were Terry LaDuc was the editor at that time. And she was talking about the recently completed elementary edition vocational education center and the athletic fields of the Chief Bagonagishik School that had been celebrated on December 9th. In her newspaper article, Terry wrote that the master of ceremonies at the time was Larry P. Aiken, who was then UMD's Director of Indian Studies. And Larry P. Aiken is very well known throughout Indian country. He was also the president and founder of Leech Lake Tribal College, where I work. And he's also known as a historian for Leech Lake. So I listened to him today. We had an exhibit at our new Tribal College library, and it was an interactive exhibit about Indigenous American medicines and doctoring. And so Larry was there because he had a long time relationship with our well-known spiritual leader, Jimmy Jackson. And Larry was talking about medicines and about healing in the Ojibwe way. And he shared many good stories with his talk. And now Larry is back at the Leech Lake Tribal College teaching. So Larry said in his introduction as Master of Ceremonies that every school, every Indian child is a gift to the nation. Every school, every Indian child is a gift to the nation. And this was at our very own Bagonagishik School. Jim Jackson, who Larry Aiken introduced as the, quote, Ojibwe Nation's Ojibwe medicine man, end quote, conducted the pipe ceremony. In Jim Jackson's prayer, he asked for blessings for progression and growth for the school, the Bagonagishik School, the school that was set up in the woods. It's going east out of Cass Lake towards Bina. And I always know when I'm coming near to it because I see a swamp on the left side, and I see this tall, tall old pine tree with an eagle's nest in it. And a little farther down the road, I see these big stands of pines. And I know I'm coming to Bagonagishik School, the school in the woods. At the time, in 1987, Ted Bogda was superintendent of the Bagonagishik School. And he and Hartley White was our chairman. Hartley also spoke. He spoke and he said, quote, it's been my dream to have our own school and educate our children. Ma was saying our most important resource is our children. The elders, they knew our future was our children. So Roger Aiken was the superintendent of the Minnesota Agency, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the BIA at the time. And he said that he was very proud of the RBC's commitment to education. And in 1987, our governing body was called the Reservation Business Committee, the RBC. And today, they call it the Reservation Tribal Council, the RTC. In the, quote, words of the chairman, quote, which is a newspaper section for the chairman, Hartley White said that he was talking about his feelings. And he commented on Dedeban, my father who's gone on, Simon Howard. He said that Simon Howard used to write his own newspaper called The Bullshit News. Anyway, Hartley said that he got teased by Sly Sy, Simon Howard. He said that old Sly Sy called him, Hartley, the new Indian philosopher. And Hartley said that he kind of liked that. I liked Hartley. I remember Hartley White. He was a kind and a funny man. He was always joking around. He sang on a drum at the powwows. Being from a powwow family, and you know, if you know Leech Lake Nation, you know how we love our powwows. All throughout the summer, we have major powwows in all of our communities, all throughout the summer. And Hartley was a singer, and so he always had time to speak with you. Those old people back then, 1987 and farther back, they seemed to have been raised like that. They'd travel around the reservation and to other reservations, to the cities, to visit with friends and family. They take their families with them, and they'd sit down in each other's homes and talk to each other. My dad, our father, and would take my mother and us kids, and we would travel all over the place, and we would sit outside and play, or we would go in the house with them, and we would sit and listen while these people talk to each other. So, you know, that's not like today when you see people of all ages, even toddlers, and even older people like me. You'll see us walking, sitting in cars, we'll be sitting in restaurants, 3-4 people at a table, every one of them with these phones, these iPhones, these cell phones. You see them at the powwows, you'll see them looking at their cell phones at the powwows, and they all of them are having these new kinds of conversations and relationships on their cell phones and iPads. Sometimes, you know, it's really interesting that the first time that I quit drinking, I was introduced to the healing ceremonies and the Madhudaswa, what people call sweat lodges, and in those ceremonies, we would be given the freedom and the time to talk and to tell our own truths, de boy win. And that was quite a challenge to be able to speak about your pain or your anger, your grief, and about your joy. It really was a great challenge. And now, because of those ceremonies, you see our children. Even our children go to these ceremonies, and you find them speaking very powerfully and honestly about how they're feeling. So, but now things are changing. My friend Audrey Thayer was talking about this X, Y, and I generation, and they're technically astute. They are used to the mechanics and technical devices, and that's the way they converse with each other. So times have changed. But hey, Leech Lake Nation, if you want to get a hold of me, you can also get a hold of me on Facebook. On Facebook, I'm always talking about my grandchildren, who I love, 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 love. Mi gwech bisandawi eg. Mi gwech. Mi eo.